Welcome. Exhaling. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's like, it is a little bit of a gift, isn't it? What do you think?
To be able to breathe.
What do you mean? To be a frog again? To be a frog again?
I have great frog memories with you in the pond.
Was it my bottom?
You were just a really good bottom cleaner of the pond.
It was a good swimmer, wasn't I?
You cleaned the pond. And you were really good at it.
I was really good at cleaning, yeah. That's a very long story.
It is a long story. And people would think we were really weird if we spoke about it.
I know, sure. they'll never believe us. So we might as well just spit it out, right? Yeah, being, of course, people are calling in today already about animals and their personality traits and so forth. And believe it or not, as Asha would say, thank you so much, Asha. Believe it or not, we would, on my list of to-dos on the show, is to talk about how animals are different than humans and or the same. And the one item when I'm work with the children this week, the first thing they say to me is they say, how come animals can go to sleep instantly where we take so much time? We take so much time to fall asleep because, and of course, it's very simple, and that is, we think too much. We just keep thinking.
They're so telepathic that I don't know. Yeah. Telepathic's not exactly the right word, but I'll use it for ease conversation. But the dog is scratching at the door as you speak right now, which she never does. But she's like,
"Yeah, we have to
you're
get."
You're speaking
to get,
about me, are you?
You're talking about animals. Yeah. Okay, so animals are fabulous teachers because they don't think, they just run around and inspire. So they're incredible. Anyway, please call in. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you, PRQ team. Thank you, BBS Radio. BBS Radio, as you can see, we're considering a model where we run 24 hours a day and we delegate to you how we're going to process all the projects. So far, I'll tell you, BBS Radio is not real excited about me giving them $999 billion and distributing it to you. So we'll have to find a solution for that. But as you can tell, this is a great communication tool. Treat this like a conference hall every single hour of every single day. So we can use this tool now. You're going to see BBS Radio turn into a television station, a web. And as much as I discredit the internet and telecommunications, you're going to have to get off these machines eventually. You're going to have to get out in nature. And maybe we just use them a little bit longer to get off of them is one concept. And that's why I'm always working on PRQ is how do we get off these machines and get back into nature and live with our planet is what we're working all for and living a simpler life.
We had a really great moment with a friend that's directly connected to the Galactic Federation, who they just from their perspective, the ones helping. I know this is quite a debate, this topic. But anyway, the beings that aren't here looking down on us, so to speak, their perspective at one point was maybe we should just cut the cord completely of the internet. Like that's it. From their perspective, they're like, to solve all the problems on Earth, we could just cut. We just need to cut it off. It needs to go because if you think about it, well, the internet and all the electronic stuff that all, you know, we're all walking around like zombies with our iPhones in our faces and all the rest of it, massive wall-sized TVs on every night and all that. If we got rid of all that, namely the internet, wouldn't a lot of our issues go away, like a lot? And I wholeheartedly agreed. I was like, cut the cord, let's get rid of it. And I know it can't be that simple, and it isn't that simple. What's your perspective on that, Kister?
Well, I was thinking about herding cats. I was gonna be a cat breeder, big cats though, big, you know, and go back to home, you know, because
kitty herding would be hard because no, they can't herd cats.
Right,
do it.
I know they don't listen very well. And kitty herding is really fun because you're not in control. So, but you kind of are because you're the hand that feeds. So eventually, eventually, you know, I want to say the word, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Can't do it.
Anyway, that's what we're gleaning out of this is notice that our personality is ours. And that's one of the topics today before we take calls. Call it, just bury those lines, please.
Wouldn't a lot of our problems go away though if we had no internet and maybe it was rebuilt in a cleaner way just by the good guys, but everything was just, it just disappeared and we went back to, I don't know, 1985. See, she agrees. She just totally validated that idea. Thank you.
Right. So yeah, animals, they don't use internet, do they? And they look like they're doing pretty good. Man's best friend.
It's just such a, there she goes again. It's just such a mess. It's just such a big, terrible mess. And it's such a huge root cause of a lot of the issues on our planet. And they look down, so to speak, on this part of the planet. And they can see this web, this electronic web that we are in that's imprisoned us even more than we were, you know, a few decades ago. So they're like, wouldn't a solution be just cutting the cord, just get rid of it? And obviously it's a lot more complicated than that, but I did want you to speak to that because a few others have said that.
Right. So how do you get the messaging out if you can't talk to each other? Because we don't have our natural telepathy back yet, possibly. So for us, you know, Billy and Jane reminded me, so you don't need to meditate, you know, you already have your telepathy back. So how do we get everyone their natural communication skills back?
It has its benefits, of course. Like, you know, of course the internet has many great benefits, like researching the next place you want to travel to or whatever it might be. But I of course, in this day and age, something new would be rebuilt. I don't know, like a new clean version, but it's just such a mess, and everything that's on that internet, all the things that the children and the teenagers and even just that young generation in their 20s and stuff, they're just all completely mind wiped because of it. All the things that they're on, all the apps that they're on, it's just a big dirty mess.
Yeah.
And we'd be so pure if we got rid of it. We'd go back to some simplicity, wouldn't we? And we'd have landlines and we'd pick up the phone.
Right. There was a gal that sent in an email a very short time ago to BBS Radio, thank you very much, about how do I keep my 13-year-old off my off the machine? Maybe you know something about that. So they are now being self. So the timelines are one topic, tremendous topic. But now you're seeing epigenetically, these children are starting to desire that machine. And if you turn the internet off on your house, they're like, no, this, you're killing me, because they're being self-stimulated in another reality. So this is a dimensional reality stealing program. That's how good these aliens are. They're getting people to dream through a machine, which creates an alternate reality.
That's what I wanted to get to next. So it's not just that I'm saying that I'm against the internet, but all the stuff that people don't understand that goes with it, a lot of the dark, you know, the entities and all that are actually, that's another huge topic. I don't know if you want to get into, but that's how they travel through our reality and get into our minds. That's how they hijack people. That's how they get into people's minds. People on the internet watching porn, as an example, is so, so dangerous and just, it's like the worst thing you could do because they're all riding, the dark entities are all riding on that and on that energy, on that dark sexual luge and magic, and they're getting into people's actual psyche from that. And not even, it doesn't even have to be that bad. People watching these bizarre YouTubes and TikToks and all these things that are out there, they're actually introducing dark entities into them, which is really serious business. So just, can't we just cut the cord?
Next thing, you'll be spray painting your Barbie playhouse with all the color. I mean, anything could happen. All right, let's get to some calls. I'm sorry, we're entertainers at the end of the day.
Excuse me.
So really.
So you didn't answer the question, though. So.
Okay, it will take the entire show to answer that question. Okay.
Good guys give us a good internet? Is that just a happy little fantasy, or what's going to happen?
Okay, so I'll give you two suggestions here. So George Michael is dead, and so is George Bush senior is dead. But are they really dead? They're not. How would you know that? They just came back around in another body. George Bush.
What an angel. George Michael, that is. What an angel.
George Bush Sr., you're seeing the spiritual war in those two individuals. So George Michael is dead. George Bush Sr. is dead. Now, the reason they would wheelchair him out in football games and stuff is to prove that he's dead. But he basically came back and he jumped in another body. So when you can have access to a conscious computer and you can see what the good guys are doing, the bad guys are doing back and forth, that's what you're seeing. I guarantee you George Michael is here right now. I guarantee you. And I'll prove it at the end of the show. And George Bush Sr. is still here too. Now, that entity that's in there has chosen another body. So now we're still playing the same game. One liked to make wars. One wanted to teach you about faith. Very interesting, isn't it? One wanted to teach you about war. So there's your perfect dualistic war right there.
There's your intro.
So
come on, let's sing it.
We're not going to do
best
that.
Song ever.
I'm not going to do come it on. Yet. I'm not going to do it today. I'm saving that one for you. Okay, I'm saving that one for you.
I would never do it to the people.
What? How dare you? Okay. Anyway,
no, my voice. The song's brilliant. I'm not going to butcher it by singing.
brutally honest from the man. How you must had a good swim this morning, huh? Mermaid is on fire, just taking over the show. I like it. So basically, where our weakness is with you all, that's my best Tennessee. We do not have memory. We do not have time. We do not understand money, money, and identity, etc. So we're just here right now. We're present. We don't remember anything we're talking about. That's what we're doing our best to explain. That's where you guys are all going. You're all going there. Like it or you're going to get the truth where you like it or not. And so the bad guys are doing their best to keep you in. So George Bush Sr. is a great tool to say, you need to believe in another war, as an example. George Michael is saying, have some faith in your heart and do something you really love and you really want. So sorry, I'm long-winded today. Let's take some calls. My apologies for going so long there, BBS. You guys are amazing. Let's start from, by the way, Saskia, I did get your message. Thank you. I'll work on that. Probably get a call out to you soon.
Feel free to ask your greatest curiosities, guys, like dive real deep with your questions and things you'd like to know or speak about. There's no limits to topics, so let's go for it. Deep dive.
What was in the water today? Okay. John from Eastern, question about animals' instincts. Let's go. John, so sorry I took so long, BBS. John, thanks for hanging out there. Animal instincts, what's your question?
Okay, thanks, guys. Nice to talk to you again tonight, Q and Mermaid. Can you hear me okay?
Really strong. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Use it.
All right. I'm in a very remote area, and it's kind of noisy here, so I apologize for that. So one of the questions from our group is, how are animals born with instincts? Now, I feel they are likely still have their connection to source as well as their untampered DNA, but we'd like to have some information on that if you could tell us.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So I used to work with a person called Little Pony, and she worked through Max Steele, and she was able to talk to dogs, cats, horse. She specialized with horses. And so when I did work with her in the past, we would examine this exact statement. So the horses are so telepathic, and she was so telepathic. She go, what's wrong with you? And say, oh, I've got a bladder infection. And so she could heal the horse, as an example. So then we would step down the conversation on which animals, how they're doing it, and so forth. And what I would standardize on is we're the problem, they're not. So they have more capability than you. It would be their instincts are to forget everything. They don't remember anything. They still love you. They're spontaneous. They play. By the way, you're their master. It's actually the other way around. If you own a dog, you're actually their master because you're feeding them. You're giving them love. They own your ass because you love them so much. They get everything from you. They're like, this is great. I live in a palace. These giants are serving me. You can actually see a trail back to Egyptian times when we were of love and we did have different scalability. And Atlantean times is in there too. So anyway, I hope that wasn't too muddy. But they're in perfect love for the most part. And then their environment is the only thing that changes their instincts. Does that help?
It sure does. And of course, it's us that change their environment for the most part, isn't it?
Right. So, so we're working with a bunch of birds, obviously, and in nature. And so we have a lot of birds coming around us because we're fetching them in and they're teaching us a lot. Because the birds, what they're doing is they're traveling throughout the geography all day long. And then they come back and they start singing to each other. Well, we get to listen to what they learned. So imagine how how we want to use me too, is if, so when I have a million, birds throughout the year come back and tell me things, imagine how we can use that information. So right now we're working with about 30 or 40 different birds on a regular basis. And when they go out into the geography we're in, they tell us what they saw. Like, hey, there's people getting killed, or, oh my gosh, they're torturing this. They're doing that. They're doing good things, bad. They're telling us so much information. And so we absorb it. And then these shows are produced it, just like you. You guys give me an email. Those birds tell me information. It all comes together. So let's just keep it going and keep all this information flowing is a solution.
They are still like us in the way that they're obviously they're aware that their spirit and their body that they've chosen to be in are two separate, you know,
commander spirits, perfect communication
beings. Sure. And so like we, with the cat we've known quite well as an example. I know. So we have birds walking up to us right now. We're outside. They're always wild, by the way. She knows she's a spirit. She knows why she's here. She knows she's chosen to be a cat, a pet to humans. They understand all of that. So for them, my point is it gets confusing for them as well, because they know they've got restraints in this body that isn't themselves, and they have to work with that just as we do. Obviously, we have it way harder because ours have been way more tampered with and engineered, but there's a cat, like domestic cats and dogs have too. But when she goes into heat, she's really frustrated with it and doesn't want to. She talks to us and tells us, I don't want to be going down the road yowling like a crazy person. I just want to be in peace. Why is my body doing this? I don't actually want to get pregnant right now. So, And she has to deal with that and try to find a balance.
Well, she shouldn't be she shouldn't be a little slut, should she?
She just loves it. But it's just an example to say I think all the beings, everybody is dealing with that. But they're aware that they're a spirit. They're aware of who they truly are, and they know that the body they're in has its hindrances and has its caveats and has all these strange things about it that it has to get used to and work with. So that was my example with the cat and going into heat and being like, God, I don't actually want to be in heat right now. This is so annoying. So it's interesting because it's like us in many ways. We're aware that this body is, in some ways amazing and in some ways a huge hindrance. So.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on. Thank you, John, for calling
in.
Thanks, John. Thank you so much for doing
it. Can I ask another question?
It better be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there an additional agenda for circumcision beyond inflicting trauma? And that's for both male and female. Now, personally, again, I feel it has a lot to do with limiting the connection of our frequencies with the Merkaba and achieving a full connection to source and creativity. But we're wondering if you could tell us more about that. Why it's so?
Yep, it'd take about 17 hours. 17 hours. It takes 17 hours.
And what you said is correct, yes.
Okay. Yep, we will get to it. Thank you so much for your question. Beautiful day to you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good
night.
We
better rush. We have so many callers. Sorry.
Gosh, I really wanted.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, BBS. Okay, so what I was hoping for was, like, he was going to have another dirty joke for us. I'm just pretty sure. How does he get through so efficient? I don't know. All right, let's move to Germany. Germany. Good. We always like a good German. Question about motherhood. Question about motherhood. Germany, please. How did you get up this late? Good God. It's got to be a tough time for you in Germany.
Can you hear me?
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. I can't believe you get up for me.
We do every week. We do our best. My question to both of you is regarding child birth and the trauma that it accompanies. So when the mother goes through a childbirth process, the pain, I assume, must kick out the spirit out of the mother entirely, the tremendous amount of pain she goes through. Few seconds later, when she sees the baby, she smiles, she's happy. So I'm again assuming the energy, happiness is coming from the spirit of the baby, who's, you know, pure at that point of time. And if this assumption is right, that the mother's spirit is totally getting kicked out in the process, is there an opportunity or a chance for the mother to bring back her spirit and to be whole again? Or is this how, you know, that's my question.
Very good. Okay, so let's start. The mermaid is chomping at the bit at this one because she wants no part of this question in some respects, because we would see it opposite. So procreation in the universe, the organic way it would be done is childbirth would be very easy, very simple. So the geneticists that created this type of human, they made it very difficult. They made the birth canal off. You know, the whole procreation process is based on the front of the mind or ego, whereas the organic way in the universe is more about the merging of two souls. So as you get to, let's say, a different frequency band, a heavier frequency band, like this version of human, you're going to see the manipulation starting to take place. So for us, we're going to be confused with the question because we only see ourselves as spirit. We're just light beings. So as an example, our procreation process would be more of a merging process. So our light bodies come together as light bodies. And then the result is the creation of life. That would be more what you're used to. So here in physicality, in a human being, you're exchanging energetics, and then you're getting the outcome. Now, in the meantime, someone has tricked this type of mammalian into doing things it's not used to doing organically. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm aware that this sort of process is constructed with the intention of traumatizing the body and the mind and the spirit.
Yeah, so you're getting all of
the case today.
Yep, you know, you're starting to get it back now. You're like, why do I make love now? Is the very important subject matter for us. So, as an example, if you would, it's just beautiful. All the topics we talked about already are on my list because you are all giving me that feedback for today. What you're going to experience now is, you've gone from the bottom of the hill and now you're climbing up the hill and going, wait a minute, the way I pick a mate, a partnership, is changing big time, really fast now. You're not gonna hang out with the 30-year-old marriage anymore. I'm sorry, because when 30 years ago, the way you made a decision with your partnership is probably different than today because you're more from your heart center. Does that make sense? Okay, so now when we go to procreate, the outcomes are going to be completely different, and or birthing is going to be more efficient, easier, and all the bodies are changing. Oh, this is epigenetics. The spirit does not necessarily leave. It energizes you. So if you are a doctor who So if you are a pediatrician and you watch people being birthed, you'll actually see a massive spark of light coming into your room if they're aware enough. The spirit has a chance now to stay, go, grow, expand, doesn't leave. You've made life. You've made life. Life's coming in. And now it's going, whoa, this is growth. I want out of here. Okay.
The baby. But the mother's spirit doesn't
no,
leave
no.
during birth.
No, of course not. And you obviously have to have life to have life, don't you? Does that help you?
I just missed. I couldn't catch what the mermaid mentioned. So, what happens to the mother there? I'm sorry.
I just said that the mother's spirit doesn't leave in childbirth. In my opinion, if that's what I heard,
Seen exceptions. I've seen exceptions because I know what it's like to die as a woman. I do. That would happen.
Yeah.
So, and Billy made fun of me about it. You don't remember being a woman. And so did my 5-year-old mentor.
Yeah.
So there are exceptions to that rule. I hope that helps. I'm going to get on another call. Thank you for the question. Beautiful, beautiful question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Love to you.
Love. Wow. Notice how the questions are getting so good.
Yeah.
They're getting like really cool. And are we to blame? What song am I going to do at the end? You have no idea, do you?
It's going to be George Michael now.
Is it? Did I set the whole thing up?
Yeah.
What? Maybe George Bush Sr. has a song. Did he ever sing?
I don't want to know anything.
A thousand rays of light. Ah. Best black magician I've ever seen to make it that big, you know, killing people, kills me and Kennedy, kills me and George Michael. Like, what do they do? How do they do this? I don't know. Why they're not going to win? We are coming in. Is that my best bumper sticker? Okay. All right. I don't know if I should bump around here. Okay, let's see. I think Kathy from Florida is part of the Carrie group. Let's see. Questions about the sun. Kathy from Florida, questions about the sun. Bring it on, puppy dog.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Gosh, I'm getting beat at my own game. Thank you so much.
I have a question. You've mentioned that the sun is not hot. Can you tell us what is being used to burn our skin and create heat and its effect on the human body?
Very good. Hot topic for a mermaid. That was really good. Hot topic.
We talk about this because in Australia, there obviously a lot of people know, or people that have been here, you get completely fried by the sun here because we have issues with the ozone layer, which is, of course, not what we were told. But that does link into the question if you want to elaborate.
Yeah, so most of the ships that go into the sun would have to protect themselves from coldness because it's so, you could say it's so bright. So that's the way cold feels. So cold fusion works throughout the universe as almost a transmission process. So we have a pipe coming to us of light. That's what the sun is. So, and it comes through almost a pipe, but you got to remember it's interdimensionally recognized as a sun. So you can't see the layers it's going through, so to speak. On your planet, the way it's being magnified is why you're getting sunburned. So your atmosphere is magnifying the rays of light. Okay, now it's not to discredit what you're calling gamma rays, the transmissions of energy coming with light. So just remove that as a separate compartment. Let's just talk about the light in general on Earth based on your question and or humans. So this type of human was engineered to have unlimited problems. Okay. So if you start there, it gets a little easier. So you've got a lot of frog. You got a lot of mammalian. You got a lot of frog. Mammalians are frogs. You have a lot of lion in you. You have a lot of reptilian in you. There's just so many epigenetic things that have been blended. So you're a collage of genetics, and that's what helps make you not live very long. So when you have that collage, you can't defend yourself from the brightness. It makes sense, right? That's why you get freckles. So most mammalians in the universe will not have freckles, but have a sun just as powerful as this one. So you have a different type of genetic. This is why one of the reasons I'm suggesting you get out of here is these humans are not very good at living on this planet. If you would be more of your natural state, you'd do a little better. Or if I can get you a little bit older, if I can get you to 120, 130, an entire society, you would grow out of my statement. My statement would not make sense because you'd be able to self-heal from the sun's cancerous. Now, there's also weapons around your atmosphere. So if you do look at Australia, there is a what you're calling an ozone depletion system is all garbage. That's a weapon there. They've put like a lens over that planet. That is a weapon. That's why there's desert in Australia. It's supposed to be completely green. It's exactly like a piece of glass over that geography. So that is a big, big war right there. So that it's of course exaggerating the power of the sun, and that's why you can do mind control with it. You can do many things with it. You can deplete the water. You can scorch people. Maybe I went too far with this, but it's a very big subject for me, and we work on it. And then we do have there are galactic councils that are working on it. Very touchy subject because of the reaction to it and how duality works. Sorry, I got so long-winded. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Could I ask one more question? This is questions for teacher.
Why not? Why not? We're going to do this 24 hours a day pretty soon, so let's do this.
Okay. The next one is Mel Waters named Mel's Hole is a bottomless pit 9 miles west of Ellensburg, Washington. Is this another way to navigate through the inner earth?
Yeah, so I'm very familiar with that area. Yeah, okay, so the cenotes on your planet are very vast. They're all over the Northwest, Canada, West Coast, Mount Shasta, et cetera, et cetera. They're all over the place. Now, when you use them with a vortice, that's when they do work multidimensionally. So don't look at it as a cenote as it relates to physicality. Look at it as, could I go to Hollow Earth that way? Or could I leave this planet? Interesting, huh? So vortices within your planet are everywhere, and water is going to be attracted to them. And that's why that information has been hidden from you. And that's how the secret military and dark forces have used multidimensional submarines to go interplanetary and extraterrestrial. They can do both ways. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. I just have one beautiful quick personal question about muscle testing.
Just flex. Flex and stretch. Flex and stretch. Flex and stretch. You're not a human. You're not a human. Remember, you're not a human. You're pretending to be a human. Have fun with your humanness.
So what's your answer for muscle testing?
Love you.
I'm just
love
wondering
you, love
if you can be compromised.
You'll get there. You'll figure it out. You won't need me very soon. I love you. My love to you.
Love you too. Love you both.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. What do you think? Was that pretty clear? English language is like tricky. It's like, it just doesn't satisfy me at all.
I know.
anyway, let's keep going here. Annette from Florida. Question same as last week about the community center project. Annette, so I'm going to answer the same question as last week. Annette, what do you got, Florida?
Sending all my love. Thank you very much for taking my call. So we are a LWS community, and our whole community, a long time ago, you asked me how will I inspire people to follow. And so we've done a lot of digging into that. And my question is how do we get men and women to change their beliefs and their lifestyles and stop calling us crazy? Or is it the dark trying to change our, you know, because we're sharing light? Is it them trying to destroy our spirit because we are a threat to them?
Yeah, great question. Okay, so here is a map of how, first of all, there is a tremendous volume of people that are saving my life every single day that I will never, ever meet. And my love to them all for saving my ass every day, and I'll never know their names, and I'll never get to meet them. Because the way these buggers work is every email and every voicemail and every text message, these guys are counteracting our creative force. Never doubt it for a second. I deal with them every day. When we get stimulated, when we get going, the light shines bright. So when you go and make, hey, I want to get this done, I wish it wasn't true, you're going to get some contradiction. You're going to get duality. That's where you're at. These individuals can see everything we're doing and counteracting when we work with our hearts. Does that make sense?
It does. But how would they use our children against us?
Well, we can do this all day, can't we? Because they're hooked up too. Got to remember, you have a mind. This is the mind control planet right now. And it's falling behind. The mind control is falling behind all the time. Those words were very carefully spoken, by the way. Mind control is falling behind because we're losing time. That's the real war here. I have to get this done. I always watch how many subscriptions and prescriptions get canceled or renewed because somebody did not get satisfied. It's very fun for me to see a subscription or prescription get canceled because I didn't send them a check yet. Things like that. That is exactly how they do it. They're watching everything we're doing. This, I'm sorry to inform you all, you're in an alien war. This is not normal for you to have anyone stopping you from doing anything. You've never been on a planet where someone stops you from going and getting a car. Oh, but first you have to have $10,000. See, this is very correct. Unusual that you need things before you need things. Does that make sense?
It does, but we want our heart. You know, we're inspired by the Queen of Hearts and yourself to give so much love, and it just hurts that they use our family to tear our light out.
No, incorrect. You do, because you allow it. That's what we're drawing. That's what these shows. So if you allow it, it is going to happen, isn't it?
Okay. Okay. Thank you for everything.
That's why we're talking about George Mugna. Have faith, babe. Have faith, beautiful one. Have faith, beautiful one. Have faith, beautiful one. I love you. Next caller, please.
Love you.
Love. Thank you.
All right. I wonder if I should do the next one. This next one's going to scare me. But I remember Steve Martin. He had a movie. Ridiculous Idiots. I can't remember what the name of the movie is, but it's Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. Sarah from Oklahoma. Question about duality.
Hello.
And light and shadows. higher frequencies.
Hello.
This one's going to go.
I know. Hello, hello. Hello, Miss Mermaid. Hello, Q-ster. I'm so glad I got on here. I want to go ahead and expand on, if it's okay with Kathy, talking about duality and the light. I had, I was wondering if we, when we raise our frequencies, are we going to lose shadows? Are we not going to have shadows? As I'm imagining, being a crystalline body, that we will absorb the light and there won't be any shadows casting. Will there even be night?
Yeah, it's really, really fun topic. Thank you for your incredible intellect. Amazing question, because you've examined it. Most planets don't have night, believe it or not. So this planet has night. So usually you choose to go to the dark side of your planet. So the moon's a great example, actually, even though it's a machine. You would choose to go to a darker, you could, a lot of people on most planets, they live right on the line so that they can see night, see stars, see the space. They just to look out into what you're calling outer space, which I'm calling inner space. And but you would probably never, most planets, you would never have darkness, because you would orientate yourself in the light most of the time. So that would be, so this is a very unique place you're on in your planet, because it's wobbling like an eye socket. You're not really spinning. You're just kind of wobbling around. So the real question is frequencies, but that has a lot to do with it, because the dark does not like the light. So as you grow on a light planet like this, which is predominantly a dark planet now, as you grow on a light planet, the displacement of what you're calling shadow or dark beings can't even participate with you. So you are absolutely correct.
Oh, wow. That's great to know that. And I also want to thank Annette for bringing up, and you also talking about, I needed to hear about the idea of using our families to get to us, and to realize, you know what, we choose that if we look at it that way. And it was
right.
A good
right.
reminder for me.
Yep.
A and real so that, good so reminder for me. So
yeah. So that's why I'm breaking my back here to remind everyone that we used to process inspiration differently there. Now the next caller is going to bring up a question for you right now, I guarantee you. Can I get to the next caller?
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mermaid.
Thank you for tenacity.
Thank you.
It's bye-bye. Just an honor to get these calls. I just want to talk to everybody all day, and we're working on it, and we're going to get there. Okay, Margaret from Idaho. This is a really important question, if it's what I think it is. I don't think anymore.
Hi, Q.
Okay, question about clones and their connection to source, or do they have spirit from source? Go ahead.
Correct. Hi, Q. Can you hear me now?
Very good. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's your own problem, Idaho.
Yeah, this question has just been bugging me and my friends for a while now. Mm-hmm. So you talked about there's very few light beings on this planet. We know that a lot of people were cloned, I guess you said, in 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are these people animated? Do they have artificial spirit, or is it from source? How does that work?
Like the mermaid wants this one for a minute. But
oh,
I
you can
answer.
Elaborate, but I'll start with... Hello. We talk...
I'm
yeah,
mermaid. Talked. I just want to... say I really appreciate your balance, Q. I love it. So go ahead.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You're going to ruin my life with that statement.
that's really great, because we do talk about this quite a lot, just with daily interactions with people and just trying to figure out. It's so interesting. So basically, a lot of people will have very little to know spirit. Well, there'll be something, there'll be a little fraction, but you wonder why it's quite complex, obviously, because you wonder why this, just your average person, let's use an example, what they're still like, they're chatting and they're smiling and they've got a personality when you speak to them at the, let's say a waitress at the restaurant, she's nice enough, she's having a bit of a chat, but there's not, you're not feeling any true substance when you really get good at, if you really start to analyze each person. It's not to judge anyone. It's just if you really want to learn about it, you'll start getting really good at being able to tell. And so then I, same thing I've asked, what's animating them then? If that's, because we've known people that have been attacked and their spirits left. Many light beings we've known have been attacked so hard that their light, that their spirit just couldn't get anymore and leaves. But then that person's still there talking to you, but you feel like they're so different now. And the old saying, people change. Well, no, the light's gone out of them because they've decided to leave or they were attacked or an entity took them over. But what keeps them animated in that personality is the mind. So you can, so the light, the spirit can leave, and then the personality that person's always had for their whole life, it's their mind. It's through the brain and the mind. It's like a record replaying. It's just animating what was there. But you'll see, it's more like a record, especially if it's a friend or family member you know well. They'll kind of speak in a circle. Whenever you see them, they'll kind of be saying the same kind of stuff. Yeah. Be negative. Quite often it'll be complaints and a bit negative spiral. But, and it'll be like a broken record almost. They just go around. That's how I see it. I see it as them going in a circle of a record, and then I know it's just the mind animating that body. And there'll be a dark entity that's taken it over, or it doesn't have to be super evil, obviously. It's just an entity that isn't exactly positive. That's just stolen space to be here, basically, and the light being inside is gone, or the true self is like checked out, it's too hard here, I'm going home, whatever. But yeah, so that's how I look at it. I look at it like a record of the mind, brain energy keeps them animated, so they can still act relatively normal. They're still like going to smile and chat and say hello, but you can't quite put your finger on why things are a little...
There's no heart. There's no heart. There's no heart.
There's just no heart connection anymore.
So they're more or less mechanical. They're more or less just a mechanical being.
And so
no source light is in them, or a little source light is in them, or it depends on the individual.
We've seen everything.
Yeah, it depends,
so we've just all watched. Okay. So we have watched aliens take someone out while we're talking to them. So is the PRQ team. We've seen cloning happen right when we're talking to someone making a business deal. Mm. So we want, as you know, the Ballard girls, I got facilities for them now. And so I want to give them that. They'll just glitch out a real estate agent. They'll just, no problem. It's very simple. They'll cut and paste them. No problem. I can make 20 of you right now. Not a problem. I can make 100 of you right now. Now, which body are you going to jump in is really what we're talking about.
So a lot of the clones.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the cloned people are just people that don't have much light in them, because it's obviously a really varied bag of that. But they're just being animated by that old mind energy. And I think some of them do have it's, and then we wonder, well, why would they still be positive? They're still good people. They follow they follow the right morals. They're not out hurting people or doing awful things. They're still a regular person with a family and a job. They're living a pretty normal, good Samaritan type of life.
As we and the earth continue to raise in frequency, the ones that have no source spirit in them are just gonna disappear, fall apart, leave, die, what?
See, you're still talking about identity, though. We're talking about volume of light coming into a physical body. So we don't see identity. It's not a...
So the clones have no identity.
You can't describe the volume of light that's in them. They're all different. So one clone may have 1% of light in them. Another clone may have 20 or 30% and being mind controlled. So a clone for us is a cut and pasted physical being that does not have the ability to get all its volume of capacity into the physical. Does that make sense?
So it cannot.
A clone for you, not a doll. So a clone is not a doll to us. Okay. That's animating from some. We see clones as a volume of light that can animate a human being. How much percentage of light is in that animated being that was cut and pasted, cloned, whatever you want to call it. So we are not physical beings. We are experiencing what it's like to be a physical being. So the cloning process is really about limiting the volume of animation I can get in there while still controlling the outcomes. Does that make sense?
And as far as
But can that person?
That's right. It's a very long story, and we will do a special.
Can they grow their light? Yeah.
Everyone has a chance. Everyone has a chance. But I'm telling you, things aren't going well for the clones. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, I've got to be respectful to BBS Radio. My apologies for moving on.
Okay. Right.
Is that okay? My love, never stop calling, everyone. Never stop calling.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Now, since I'm entertainment, you know this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part.
We'll get you a band. We'll get the band back together. Don't worry.
I know.
Garage band.
I know I don't have a lot of talent, but I'm not the same as I used to. I know that, but I'm going to get it. All right. As a great respect and appreciation for the dead musicians, if you guys aren't catching on, why is Robin Williams dead? Why is George Michael dead? I want you guys to all look at all the music. Incredible. Why is Jimi Hendrix dead? A lot of light coming through there, huh? Let's try one from George. Mr. Michael. I think I know this guy. I'm going to read it first, and then I'll do a lick. A little under the weather today. Thank you. You are far. When I could have been your star, you listened to people who scared you to death. And from my heart, strange that you were strong enough to even make a start, but you'll never find peace of mind till you listen to your heart. People, you can never change the way they feel. Better let them do just what they will, for they will, if you let them steal your heart from you. People will always make a lover feel a fool, but you knew I loved you. We could have shown them all. We should have seen love through, fooled me with the tears in your eyes, covered me with kisses and lies. So goodbye, but please don't take my heart. You are far. I'm never going to be your star. I'll pick up the pieces and mend my heart. Maybe I'll be strong enough. I don't know where to start, but I'll never find peace of mind while I listen to my heart. People, you can never change the way they feel, but let them do just what they will, for they will. If you let them steal your heart from you, people will always make a lover feel a fool. But you know, I loved you. We could have shown them all. We should have seen love through. But remember this, every other kiss that you ever give, long as we both live, when you need the hand of another man, one you really can surrender with, I will wait for you like I always do. Like I always do, there's something there that can't compare with any other. You are far when I could have been your star. You listen to people who scared you to death. And from my heart, strange that I was wrong enough to think you'd love me too. Guess you were kissing a fool. You must have been kissing a fool. I love you. I love you. I love you. Keep it coming, everyone.
Lots of love, everybody. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, BBS.
Love you guys. Bye.